We have breaking news. Carlos Mendoza has named a Game 1 starter for tomorrow.
Okay, so before you tell me, because I have no idea, there are really two options. There's David Peterson, because David Peterson did pitch yesterday, but he barely threw any balls. I mean, he threw seven or eight pitches. So you could think of it as a throw day and have him ready to go in Game 1. The other option is Tyler McGill. I hope it's David Peterson. I really do. I think that's a better matchup. I trust David Peterson, and I would hope that the one-day rest wouldn't ruin him. So, positive, Tommy, give me the positive news that the Mets Game 1 starter is David Peterson.
Positive, Tommy hands it off to the manager of the New York Mets. Here's Carlos Mendoza.
Who's starting for you tomorrow?
Kodai Senga.
What?
Kodai Senga. What?
He expects he'll be able to give you.
Are you kidding?
We'll see. We're going to let it play out. What? He's been in Florida throwing, facing hitters. We have a plan, but we're going to go out there, watch him closely, and go from there. But he's ready to go, and that's where we're going with him on Game 1.
Wow.
How does he feel about that?
Great. You know, he's excited. Said right away, you know, when we talked to him, that he was ready to go.
Wow. Huh. Is that it, by the way?
That is it.
Oh, okay. So let me know. Okay, so there's a lot to digest there.
Wow.
You know, there was a rumor late last night from Mike Puma, and the rumor just stated the Mets are considering adding Kodai Senga to the National League Division Series roster. And I heard that and digested it as, okay, go an inning or two. Maybe they use him out of the bullpen, even though during the regular season it seemed like they would rather start him, use him as an opener, and go from there. I do not view the Philadelphia Phillies as the perfect contender to use Senga as an opener, and I'll tell you why. Most of the time, their top three hitters are Kyle Schwarber, left-hand hitter, Trey Turner, right-hand hitter, and Bryce Harper, left-hand hitter. And then you get a bunch of righties. You get Alec Boehm, you get Nick Castellanos, and then maybe you'll get Realmuto or Bryson Stott. But two of the first three hitters that you're going to face are not just left-hand hitters. They're sluggingly awesome left-hand hitters. And it never felt like a Senga into Peterson or Senga into Quintana or Senga into whomever you would want it eventually to be would make a lot of sense against the Phillies just based on the matchups. But I guess the way Mendy's looking at it is I don't really want to give David Peterson the start because he did pitch yesterday. And even though it's one day rest and he threw a lot of pitches, he is a little out of rhythm. You don't trust Tyler McGill as well as Tyler McGill has overall pitched, including how well he pitched against the Phillies just a few weeks ago against Zach Wheeler. And so I guess the thought would be Senga starts, will keep the Phillies off balance and not knowing what we're going to go to next, but will likely go to David Peterson as the quote-unquote bulk guy. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. That's shocking. It's not what I expected to come out of Carlos Mendoza's mouth
You didn't see that one coming.
At all. I was expecting a reaction to Tyler McGill. Oh, man, that's just not a great selection. I guess we trust Tyler because he's been pretty good the back half of the season. But, don't know if that's the best matchup. Kodai Senga was the last name that I expected to hear out of his mouth.